Yeah, I thought the power play was good. It was 2 for 4. It was probably really 2 for 3 because it was a short fourth one. I thought that, Trouba made some nice plays. Obviously, a nice shot from Postma off the bar. But the thing that was good, too, was the net presence of Wright on that play. So that was real good. And then the play that Little made to Odell was a really nice backhand pass to him. So that was a really good play.
Pretty surprised at all the Rickey chipping offensively against the NHL.
Pretty good lineup. No, you know what? We've been working a little bit on the power play. I like the structure of the power play. There were some guys, you could see that the guys were shooting the puck in both units. So they were doing some things really well. It was good.
Going to get to see Adam Lowry finally tomorrow night?
Yes. Do you know that?
Well, he said he was going to be playing.
Okay.
He's pretty excited to get in there. How tough is it when a kid misses that much camp?
Well, it's difficult. It'll be difficult for him. You got to be. We'll have to be patient, you know, try to get him not to do too much. The thing with Adam is he's played pretty well. He looks like a reliable player. You know, hasn't taken part in camp here very much with us. So it'll be good to get him in and get playing and see how he does. It's pretty tough. It's the end of camp. It's when everybody else is at another level physically, kind of thing, you know. But he had his time in Penticton too, so you know he's got enough rest that he's ready to go now. I just don't want him to do too much. I just want him to be reliable, just not try to do too much, just to see how he plays. You know, I haven't seen him play when I'm standing behind the bench. This will be a game that'll be, you know, on the road. I don't know their lineup, so it'll be probably a high-speed game. So can you think at that pace? Those are the things, you know, that we'll be looking at. Understanding he's a first-year player, you know, so these things take some time. Just happy we're able to get him in a game and play. He's just day-to-day. Wheeler's banged up just day-to-day. So he, and, you know, this is what you get at this time in camp. You get guys that are fatigued a little bit. And the game in last night was fairly physical. They had a decent lineup, and some guys are sore. It was a pretty heavy game from that standpoint, so there's a lot of soreness. That's why we didn't go very long today. We're trying to keep guys healthy right now, and that's where you struggle here. We got a little bit of a day off coming here soon, so that'll be good.
That physicality kind of contribute to, it seemed like it was a lot more competitive out there, obviously, in the previous game. Guys were a little bit more perked up on the ice.
Well, I think it's them playing at home. You know, both teams look at it as a division game, and, you know, they're just trying to get the win. There's some things I liked in the game. You know, for me, we didn't get discouraged. We got down 2-0, and we stayed with it and went up 3-2. It would have been nice to keep the lead. You know, but I thought we played a good game. We played way better in the game than we did the previous night, the previous game. And we were way more organized from a standpoint of energy, and our reloads on our forecheck were way better. We were doing some things way better, so that was the good thing. That's what we wanted to be. We wanted to be better than the game before, and our work ethic was way better. Well, we discussed some things with the group. You know, you got to remember it's not all the same players that are in one game versus the other game. So, you know, the players got to see what the game, the previous game was like. And I think that they wanted to have a good game. We had a fairly young lineup in there too. They got a lot to prove right now. Guys are trying to impress, whether it's to impress to stay here or impress to for a call up or something. You want to leave an impression. And I think that a lot of the players did that. The only problem with that, though, is that, you know, Minnesota did the same thing when they played here. The only difference is the routines are all out of whack. Players never travel the day of games. So if you get there, you're not sure how, you know, what time you're going to get there, traffic, if, you know, Saturday's a little different. But immigration at the airport, these things are quite a bit different. So, you know, the routines are really what the players are not real comfortable with. But they were fine with it. I didn't hear any complaints.
An idea in your mind how many spots are left to be grabbed?
Well, we're sorting through all this stuff. You know, we're trying to sort through this, knowing that our numbers are still fairly big, and that you know, we're going to have to get down the numbers here fairly soon. But having said that, you have to juggle the numbers with the banged up bodies and what have you got? You know, we're caught between, you know, two small groups versus going to one group, and that means not as many numbers. You know, so we're at 37, I believe, right now. We've got to get more working numbers so we can get down to one group. Well, it won't be today.
No. You want the last couple of games probably to be your team? Is that usually?
Well, we're going to be shooting for I just can't say. No. It'll be soon enough.